This week on The Marquee, we've got ancient Greeks and classic cartoons. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in 300 Rise of an Empire, the Greek soldiers continue to resist the evil and power-hungry King Xerxes. Enraged, he enlists Artemisia, played by Eva Green, and her armada to attack the Greeks by sea and conquer their empire. Bloated, boring, and without the charismatic performance of Gerard Butler, Rise of an Empire struggles to stay afloat.
Inspired by the characters who appeared during segments of old Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons, Mr. Peabody and Sherman follows the time-traveling adventures of a brilliant beagle and his adopted son. After their time-traveling changes the course of history, they have to go back to fix the past and save the future.
Opening at the gateway, in Journey to the West, Conquering the Demon, Tang, a young Buddhist, works to protect his village from three demons while trying to express his feelings for the woman of his dreams and prepare for his meeting with the Monkey King.
The directing duo behind such classics as Disaster Movie, Epic Movie, and The Starving Games take a surprising step away from brainless spoofs with their new comedy, Best Night Ever. Desiree Hall stars as a bride-to-be whose Las Vegas bachelorette party quickly gets out of hand.
The controversial German miniseries Generation War has been adapted into a two-part film for foreign markets. The story revolves around five friends and how each of them experienced the Second World War.
Well, this week's pick is a tough one, but I'll go with Mr. Peabody and Sherman. It didn't screen for critics, which is never a good sign, but I'm curious to reconnect with the classic characters.
I was hoping to recommend 300 Rise of an Empire, but it fails to live up to the original in every way. So like Kristen, I'll recommend Mr. Peabody and Sherman, just for the amusing Ty Burrell.
Or if this week's new releases don't have you battling to get to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Jennifer Lawrence returns as Katniss Everdeen, who, along with Josh Hutcherson's Peeta Mellark, stirred up controversy throughout the 12 districts of Pan Am when they beat the system and came out of the deadly Hunger Games victorious. To show that he's still in control, Donald Sutherland's President Snow gives the next Hunger Games a shocking twist. Though it isn't quite as good as the original, it's still a moving and action-packed sequel.
In Spike Lee's remake of Old Boy, after being kidnapped and held in solitary confinement for nearly 20 years, Joe, played by Josh Brolin, is suddenly released from his captivity. With his newfound freedom, he dedicates himself to finding his daughter and getting revenge. Last fall, Old Boy opened to empty theaters and was critically panned. Perhaps it will find new life on home video.
Well, no need to speculate about the success of our next film. The Blu-ray release of Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave was perfectly timed, hitting stores just days after the film's big Oscar win. This year's Best Picture winner stars Chiwetel Ejiofor as Solomon Northup, a free man from New York who is forced to suffer the injustices of slavery after he's kidnapped and brought to the South. Though it wasn't my pick for Best Picture, this brutal and emotionally exhausting historical drama is a moving and memorable exploration of a dark time in our nation's history.
The Grandmaster explores the life of Ip Man, the legendary Chinese martial artist from his early days before the Communist Party came to power, through his death in the early 1970s. If you're in the mood for something a little more old school, check out one of this week's classic Blu-rays like Somewhere in Time, starring Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour, John Waters' Hairspray, Fried Green Tomatoes starring Jessica Tandy, the Bigfoot-inspired Harry and the Hendersons, Far and Away starring Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, and the similarly themed animated classic An American Tale.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. It may not be an Oscar winner, but it's a thrilling second installment in a noteworthy franchise.
For the second week in a row, Kristen and I agree, Catching Fire is a fantastic choice. I do, however, want to give a shout-out to An American Tale, which is a beautifully animated non-Disney film.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a Fast and Furious ex-con. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
are you going to do something or just stand there and bleed?